So I'm on the Linux tag and I'm sitting here with Hans Reiser from the Reiserfest. And yeah, who are you and what are you doing?
I'm Hans Reiser and I create a file system called Reiserfs for Linux. And we're here talking about our new version 4 of Reiserfs and the things that that will be able to do for people.
And what is Reiserfs and what are the advantages of, at the moment, Reiserfs 3 is in Genali file system, so what are the features and the advantages of a Genali file system?
Reiserfs is a file system built upon balanced tree algorithms, and this allows us to store very small files very efficiently, and this allows us to create a storage layer which will later allow us to add additional database features into the file system. And journaling is useful because if without journaling, if your system crashes, you have no way of knowing that the operations that the file system has performed have left the file system in a consistent state. And there is a notion called a transaction or an atomic operation. And the notion of an atomic operation is that you guarantee that of some set of operations, either all of that set of operations will take effect or none of that set of operations will take effect. With a journaling file system, what it does is it carefully defines all of the atoms in what it does such that no matter what happens, as long as atomicity is preserved, the file system will be left in a consistent state and won't require that you run a file system repair utility in the event of a crash.
And how do you get the idea to code Reiserfs?
Well, originally I was interested in the problem of the structure of names. And in particular, I was interested in how databases structure naming. And I was concerned because databases are well adapted to table structures. And if data doesn't happen to have exactly a table structure, they tend to add structure to the information, structure that is not inherent and present in the information, but is added as an artifact of the model. And so I came up with a set of semantics that are effective in handling semi-structured data, that are effective in matching whatever structure happens to be present in the data. And then, of course, there was a problem with network economic effects. I knew that it would be a real problem to try to go head-to-head with database vendors having nothing more going for me than some theoretical advantages. And I also looked at the file system. I identified the file system as being the most central namespace within the operating system. And I felt that it was very important that an operating system be able to have a powerful unifying namespace. And so I decided to add my enhanced semantics into the file system namespace. There was a problem with this, though, which is that file systems, their inherent storage layer, is not capable of doing the things that a database can do. In particular, a traditional file system is not effective for storing files the size of a phone number. And so I decided to create a storage layer that would be able to do all of the things that a file system can do, plus be effective at storing phone numbers, with the intent of gradually after that enhancing the semantics one feature at a time of the file system until it had all the functionality of a database.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of Reiserfs and according to XFS, for instance?
Well, XFS is a very well-designed file system, and it has some powerful features. It's very effective for streaming multimedia. If you want to stream large video streams to large number of disk drives, it's very effective, and it's a very well-designed file system on the whole. We do a bit better for medium and for medium-sized files, and also for small files. And so, for average file sets. And, of course, there's not really any such thing as an average file set. But for average file sets used by, quote, average, unquote, users, our performance tends to be a bit higher. And I think it's also true of one of our other competitors, EXT2 and EXT3, that they are also more effective for medium-sized files than XFS is. But XFS is very effective for very large streams of data, and it's a generally well-designed product.
And you, RISE-FS, what are the advantages of RISE-FS?
Well, because we build everything on a balanced tree infrastructure, we gain a lot of efficiencies for that. We're very effective for very large directories. We're very effective for small files. In general, we tend to do well for corner cases. We don't have quite so many things that if you push the limits of the file system, things will start to fall apart. Additionally, we are more space efficient. So you will save some space by storing your files inside of RISE-FS.
Okay. And how can I use RISE-FS, and what does it mean to me if I use RISE-FS?
Well, you just have to install on top of RISE-FS and things will work. And you will only notice the functionality if you do something unusual, like create a really large directory, you'll notice that it works. Store lots of really small files, you'll notice they don't take up a lot of space. But we do all of the things that a conventional file system does effectively. Now for version 4, we have some additional features, but I think you'll be asking me about that later.
Yeah, it's now. what's upcoming in RISE-FS 4?
In RISE-FS 4, we've created an atomic file system. And the notion of an atomic file system is that you have a set of operations and you guarantee that either all of that set of operations will reach disk or none of that set of operations will reach disk. And instead of just applying that to only the file system's internal bookkeeping, like traditional journaling file systems do, we apply it to everything, and we also expose it to user space so that user space can tap into that functionality. Now, this has been done before in some research file systems, but the problem has traditionally been that it's been too slow. In using a traditional approach, if you journal everything that you do, you first write the entire set of operations into the journal, and then once the entire set of operations has reached the journal, you then commit and write all of the stuff that you've written into the journal into the rest of the file system. This means that you're writing data twice. And for most users, they aren't willing to pay the factor of two performance slowdown. And so what we've done is we've changed the fundamental journaling technology. We've created what I call wandering logs. And very roughly speaking, the idea of a wandering log is that first you write the data into the journal, and then you change your definition of where the journal is rather than writing the data twice. And this now means that the overhead of performing all of your operations atomically is not very significant at all. And so as a result, we've made it the default to have things performed atomically, and all of our file system operations are performed atomically, including writes.
Yeah, and what is the plug-in infrastructure?
A plug-in infrastructure, the idea is that you take all of the VFS operations and for a allow a particular file to implement its own methods for responding to each of these different VFS operations. And so you can have custom files that do things like, one example is a circular file in which the file stays of constant size and you write to it and data comes off of the beginning of it. And there's a whole variety of different plugins that you can perform, and I like to think that eventually file system plugins will do for file systems what plugins did for Photoshop and the and that category of product. And plugins added a whole lot of functionality and richness to Photoshop, and I'm hoping that they'll be able to do the same thing for us. The other thing I'd like to say about atomic file systems is that I'm hoping that 5 years from now people will expect that a mission-critical server must have atomic file system functionality. It'll no longer be something that serious system administrators are willing to be without on a server that they care about. And I'm hoping that we can change people's expectations in that regard. Just as some number of years ago, people made the move towards RAID and expected that if you lose a single disk drive, your large file server won't go down.
And yeah, how look like the future of RISE-FS? Maybe not 4, version 5, and so on.
With version 6, what we want to do is finally start adding those semantics. So those enhanced semantics, the ability to do things that you can do in a database. And also to do things that you can do with keyword search systems. So we want you to be able to index files, to be able to take your email and pass it through an auto-indexer program, and then have each of the different keywords have some association with each of the different pieces of email that you have. And then for you to be able to do queries in which you find that email which is associated with reindeer and that email which is associated with chimneys, and you perform a set intersection between the two sets of emails and find a story about Santa Claus. And so we want to add this additional functionality and create a set of semantics that are effective for querying semi-structured data, data that doesn't necessarily have a table structure.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Microsoft is planning also a new file system, the Longhorn file system for the new Microsoft Windows. And yeah, what's the difference between the Microsoft file system or what's the Longhorn file system and the WUL?
Well, Microsoft is going to be basing it upon SQL. And SQL is inherently designed for table structured data. There's just one problem, which is that file systems store data which has a lot more than just table structures to it. There are a whole variety of different structures. And so what we're going to do is we're going to attempt to match the structure in the data. And what Microsoft is going to do is to try to force all of that data to have a table structure, whether the table structure is natural to the data or not. And this will be a fundamental difference between us and them. Another thing that's different is that they originally intended to put the storing of the metadata, the small pieces of data, into the file system itself. And now we see that they've backed away from that. Now, they don't say why it is that they've backed away from that, but I can take a guess. And my guess is that they failed to get the performance under control. They failed to achieve good performance. And the reason I say that is because I know how hard it was. And so my guess is that the reason that they're pulling the metadata out of the file system and having layers above the file system for implementing this functionality is that they failed to get the fundamental algorithms right. And their performance suffered, and they found it was what they had to do.
Yeah, but it's much slower. Yeah. Is there in cooperation with SUSE? I know that's by SUSE, RISC-V is a standard file system. And when there is one, do you benefit from that?
SUSE was a great help to us. They made RISC-V the default, and as a result, a majority of RISC-V users are German because of SUSE's German presence. And they also sponsored us very early on at a critical period in our development when we didn't have money and we were struggling to avoid our day jobs. And we're still short on money and struggling to avoid our day jobs, but nonetheless, they were very strategic and critical for us at a key point in time, and we're very grateful to them for that.
Yeah. Okay, is there something you want to say to the community or something like that?
Thanks for your support, and thanks for giving our file system a try.
How can we help you, May?
Well, soon we'll be coming out with RISC-V 4. In a couple of weeks, I expect that we'll come out with a beta test version. And if you have opportunities to test it for data that you don't really care about, we could use people finding bugs in that release. And the more bugs we find, the faster we find it, the more quickly we can become ready for inclusion in Linux. And it's, well, very important for us that that happen. And another thing that you can do is, if you know of people who need additional features added into the file system, let them know that it's possible to ask us to add them. It's possible to ask us to write a custom plugin that will cause a file to do exactly what they need the file to do. It's possible to add any reasonable and intelligent feature into the file system. We are more than willing to do that. And if you let the people who have those needs know, that will help support our project. Thank you.
Okay, how can we reach you? How can we contact you?
You can email me at riser, R-E-I-S-E-R, at namesys, namesys.com. And you can also visit our website at www.namesys.com. And our website will contain all sorts of technical information about RISC-V 4, and I'll explain in detail how it works.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.